sports. Steve's wondering a little bit about when track, if you were a freshman when track first started.
I was a freshman when track, yes, I was a freshman going into track. Because the freshmen were in the middle school, and we came up with this, so that was the first sport that I could do. There was not basketball.
Were there teams before us?
There wasn't basketball or volleyball yet.
Was that the GAA.
Was that the first year for track, too?
72. Well, Title IX came out in 72.
I think 1971 was the first girls' state track.
Because didn't Title IX come out in 72?
And whether or not we would have a team the first year right away, knowing Slinger back then, probably not. Mm-hmm.
No, because I know my freshman year, that was the only sport that I could do.
Okay.
Because the other ones were, it was Girls Athletic Association, GAA.
Yeah, and they just,
but I was, talking
was
about
kind
like
of
a club
intramural.
Intramural
but
stuff,
you didn't really play many other schools, did you?
No, we didn't at all. It was playing other teams.
Yeah.
All it was. And then,
when you were a sophomore?
No, my sophomore year, I played all three, volleyball, basketball, and track. I don't think they had golf or any of that yet.
No.
I think it was just those three major ones.
Yeah.
We had one uniform for all three sports.
Tell us about that. When you get the uniform.
No, we didn't even think about that.
No.
I didn't think about that till my end of junior year, beginning of senior year. Because I remember going in by Mr. Ruckel and telling him, we took conference, and the guys get new uniforms every year, and we have the same rotten polyester uniform with sleeves, play basketball with sleeves, polyester.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got us the track uniforms, the blue track uniforms.
Those lovely blue.
Yes, those lovely blue track uniforms.
You're just so happy to be able to play.
Right, it was.
Right.
Because it was something that we didn't do before. I mean, they didn't really even have, like, Little League baseball or, you know, like the young kids sports that they have now. Mm-hmm. We had nothing like that.
Anything else you want to ask Darlene? Well, she's kind of talking a little about her origin in sports at Slinger High School.
Did you make it to freshman state?
I don't know if I made it freshman year, though.
Sophomore year you did. Well,
sophomore year for sure.
You were on that, that's the one that I got
bumped up. I don't think freshman year I did. I was in high jump, long jump.
Yeah, here you are. It's kind of a blurry
220.
Picture. But yeah, this is our state track meet.
Freshman year?
When I was a freshman. And then those were some of the alternates.
Pam Reese.
Oh, yeah. Pam, yeah.
Actually, it was Janet, you and I. And
Janet Opperman, yep.
Yep, and Sue Phelan.
Oh, Sue Phelan.
Yeah.
Jody's older sister,
Because we didn't, get on the podium that year, but we did get the finals.
Correct, yep. Yeah.
We were fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I remember basketball and volleyball. We took conference.
Mm-hmm.
Right away, almost.
We did.
Yeah.
And that was my standing point to Mr. Ruckel.
Right.
We deserve new uniforms.
Yeah. I don't think we realized it at the time. Like you said, we were pretty just excited to be competing. But I think as we look back, and even like you said, junior to senior year, we start realizing, like, hey, wait a minute, what about us?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we were excelling.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah,
but other,
I mean,
like, well,
I was going to say, girls, okay, that was always part of my motive. Girls' sports were not, I mean, they were definitely considered.
I mean, we were not on homecoming court or any of that kind of stuff.
Right.
It was all the guys got picked and then they could pick their date.
Mm-hmm.
The girls' sports were definitely not. We never had a pep rally.
Right.
I was a cheerleader too, so I did the pep rallies for the boys.
Mm-hmm.
And then played for the girls who didn't have cheerleaders.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd go to games and if there were 15 people in the stands.
So when your daughter Janine, I talked to them a little bit about Janine, she gets a chance to go to state in basketball. I mean, how was that as a mom who had been at state in track? I mean, was there some advice? Or totally different?
Night and day.
Yeah.
And that's one thing, being an alumni cheerleader and the rest of it. The sportsmanship and, I don't even want to say sportsmanship, but the following with the crowds and that is just not there now. Where when Janine was going through, I was kind of like the cheerleader in the crowd. We had cheers that we typed up and passed out to all the parents. I mean, it was crazy. And it was so much fun. And like when I was in school as a cheerleader, we would have four spectator buses going to every away game.
Mm-hmm.
Each class had one. We would have one lunch hour, and when we had a pep rally, everybody was through that lunch hour within 10 minutes because they were in the gym for the pep rally. That's just kind of the difference now. I mean, I'm just shocked by that.
Yeah.
you know, the following. But yeah, for Janine, when she went, it was a lot of fun. I mean, we had a big crowd. Fun. The band was there. There were a lot of kids there, and it was fun. I mean, very different from when we started.